T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
Phil, let's start with traffic first. What did the survey find?
Well, the survey found that 7 out of 10 of us would be willing to pay an extra penny, dollar per dollar, on our sales tax to help with big road projects. I mean, this is the first step, and it's likely of something we're going to see on the ballot. But yeah, it said that people are willing to pay more. I was kind of surprised by that, because we just had the increase in tolls. We've had an increase in gas tax, but people are still saying, nope, it's worth it. Let's go for it. It could generate up to $50 billion over a period of years. And that would be the kind of a 9-county tax bite that could build something as big as, say, a second BART crossing, either as a big bridge or under the bay. And that's what they're looking at, some sort of mega thing that gets this whole region hooked up together. And people appear to be willing to pay for more buses, more trains, more roads, more whatever it takes to get them to and from work.
Okay, and of course, the other half of the twin issues for Bay Area residents is unaffordable housing. And yet,
they were not overwhelmingly in support of the idea of spending money to subsidize that, especially among homeowners. Support was at about 32. Renters, naturally, it was higher. It was about 6 out of 10. Younger people tend to be for it. Older people don't. You know, that's a classic thing. If you're going to the ballot and you're trying to sell something, people tend to want to walk away with something. And you paying for somebody else's housing isn't necessarily on the top line. Now, this was between the 9-county Bay Area counties. And, you know, in San Francisco or Alameda County, Oakland, or places like that, they're more willing to dip into their wallets. But elsewhere, maybe not so much. You know, one of the things they found in this poll also, this was done by the Silicon Valley Leadership Group and also the Bay Area Newspaper Group, was that people, a growing number are leaving the Bay Area. They're actually doing it. You know, before they had polls that said, do you think you're not happy with life here? Is it getting tougher and tougher? This one and the one before, they started actually tracking, and they found that people, one, that were saying they weren't happy with the Bay Area this year, they're saying, I'm going to be leaving within the next 12 months, and they found that that's tracked with the census as well. People, it's tough to be here, people are leaving, new are coming in, and the uptick is that we still got big transportation problems, so they say, I think we're going to see something on the transportation front coming out of the chute. It could be as early as November, because that's what you do. You poll to test the waters, see how much the public's up for, and then you start saying, okay, what projects do you think we could fit in on this and sell them?
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.